call roll. Grace Aaron?
Here.
Hang on. Ken Aaron?
Here.
Jonathan Alexander?
Here.
Sandy Childs?
Here.
Roberta Heidman?
Here.
Stephen Franz?
He's requested to be able to participate by telephone, and I believe that he asked that Jan coordinate that. So right now, maybe he'll join us later. He's not here with us yet.
Okay. Jamie Gomez?
Here.
Jan Goodman?
Here.
Stephen Kaiser?
Here.
Maggie LaPique?
She requested an excuse absence.
Okay. I didn't get that, but that's okay.
Ali Lexa? Rob Macon?
Here.
Barbara Marbach?
Present.
Ishmael Parra? Reza Poor?
Here.
Steve Pride?
Here.
Dorothy Reich?
Hi.
Myla Reason has an excused absence. Lawrence Reyes?
Yeah.
Mansoor Sabah? Lance Simmons?
Lance Simmons has resigned.
Polina Vasiliev? Fernando Velasquez?
And
Lisa Wong.
And also present is Singing Bird, who's... She said Singing Bird.
That's right.
So who isn't yet been seated, but I think it's next up on the agenda.
And I have Stephen Franz on the line
now. Okay, and so Stephen Franz has joined us. Okay, Mr. Reyes, please.
Thank you very much. With all due respect to Mr. Franz, this is out of the way of order and the way we practice. This is rare that a member attends the LSM meeting through the phone. And I believe that means that he's in absentia and that, with all due respect to Mr. Franz and his effort to, you know, to be at the meeting, I will have to object.
Your email address.
Okay. The objection is noted. I want to say that I made a tentative ruling by stating that I would allow Mr. Franz to attend the meeting through Ms. Goodman's mobile device. I'm not a big fan of phone participation, but I did not see any problem with allowing it in this case, and there has been some precedent through the Pacific National Board for telephone conversations at local station board meetings. Your objection is noted, so at this point I'm going to call for a vote to either sustain the ruling of the chair or not.
Chair,
hold on, Mr. Reyes still has the floor.
What I'd like to mention is that the PNB policy is to have telephonic meetings, but that has not been the policy, or it's not in the bylaws as well, for local station board meetings to have telephonic meetings.
It has been extended to local station board members in the case of extenuating circumstances such as physical limitations where somebody is physically unable to attend the meeting because of health reasons. I'm going to say that the case of Steve Franz, as I said, for me was a gray area, but I would allow it in this instance. I didn't see anything wrong with that. It would have to be done through Jan Goodman, who is here. So anyway, I'm going to let Jan have the floor.
She wanted to talk.
Okay, so I'll challenge you.
And so we're going to vote on that after we hear from Ms. Goodman.
Chair, the PNB actually specifically passed a resolution allowing for telephonic participation in local station board meetings during this last year. So they extended that to local station boards specifically and set out the reasons that people could do it. And one reason is, as you said, health reasons, but they also extended it to people who could not attend because they're in a location that is too far to attend a meeting. And I don't know exactly if they set out a particular distance, but Mr. Franz is now on the East Coast. So I think that qualifies as too far. And so because there's been a specific ruling on this, the objection is really out of order because it's not, and even your ruling that we should take a vote on it because the PNB, which we are, as we sit, a committee of the Pacifica National Board, they've already ruled that this is appropriate. So I don't think that there's any, we should not be voting on this. This is a national board matter that if Mr. Reyes or anyone feels that this is not appropriate, a proper body would be the Pacifica National Board and not whether or not we agree with the Pacifica National Board. That's just...
Okay, thank you, Jan.
I got the floor.
Okay.
Thank you. As one of our members of the audience pointed out, we have limited time. I'm hoping that the body's going to approve a time certain later in the agenda for 1 o'clock because of a public tally that does need to occur. Our minutes for the agenda is going to limit our time, so I'm going to say that we need to go to a vote, yay or nay, on whether we're going to allow Mr. Franz to participate telephonically while I review the PNB motion for the next meeting, should this occur in the future. But at this point, I made a ruling, and we're going to vote on the ruling, yea or nay, no more discussion. Mr. Secretary, if you can take the vote.
Yes.
We are going to vote a yes to sustain. Excuse me, you're out of order, Mr. Reyes. The vote that we're going to be taking right now is to sustain the ruling of the chair, allowing Mr. Franz to participate in this meeting telephonically today. A no would be to oppose the ruling of the chair, which means that you would oppose Mr. Franz's participation telephonically in the meeting today. So, Mr. Secretary, if you could take that vote, yes or no?
Do you want me to do it by hand vote or?
Hand vote will be fine.
Okay. All those in favor of allowing?
A roll call vote has been requested because what we want to do is spend more time on this. So let's go ahead and do that.
All right. Grace Aaron?
Yes.
Ken Aaron?
Yes.
Jonathan Alexander?
Yes.
Sandy Childs?
Yes.
Roberta Eidman?
Yes.
Stephen Franz?
I'm going to say that he can't vote on this.
He votes yes.
Jamie Gomez?
Pass.
Jan Goodman?
Yes.
Stephen Kaiser?
I'll abstain.
Maggie LaPique?
She's not here.
Ali Lexa's not here yet. Rob Macon? Barbara Marbach?
Yes.
Ishmael Parra?
Not here.
Not here.
Sorry. Reza Poor?
Reza. No.
No? Steve Pride?
Abstain.
Dorothy, she's not here. She's not here. He's Lawrence Reyes?
No.
Mansoor isn't here yet, is he?
No.
Okay. Singing Bird?
She's not seated yet.
Oh, it's not Syria. That's true.
Mansoor asked for quite a while excused absence.
Yeah, but that's not what we're doing
now. Okay. Okay.
I'm just saying,
thank you.
We won't be here.
Fernando Velasquez?
No.
Lisa Wong is not here. Okay, so we have...
I passed, so if you can come back to me.
Okay. Go ahead, Jamie.
I'll abstain.
Can I change my vote to abstain?
Okay.
That was Roberta?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
So we have...
Okay. All right. Anyone else changing their vote? I have 6 yes, 3 no, 2 abstain.
I got 5 abstentions.
No, 5. Oh, excuse me. You're right. There, I didn't track all of them. Okay, sorry about that. Okay.
Okay. So the ruling of the chair is upheld. So, Mr. Frantz, you may participate in the meeting telephonically. Welcome. Okay. Next item of business is seating of new local station board member to replace Lance Simmons, Ms. Singing Bird. I'm going to allow the young lady to introduce herself. I thought you said Singing Bird, but I'm going to let you introduce yourself and say a few words to introduce yourself to the board and audience, should you desire to.
If you can use a microphone.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, fellow LSB comrades. I'm really honored to join you guys and serve my term. My name is Xingyi Bird. How do you pronounce it? Imagine you are pulling out a sword and emphasize the E in the end, Xing. So yeah, I will expect you guys to say my name while doing this gesture. And nice to meet you all. I'm here to support KPFK, and I hope I can offer my skill sets, which is in the graphic, visual, artistic, creative part, also as marketing side, to bring in to the station so I can help expanding the listenership and maybe do outreach to include more younger generations or multi-generations. So I am a local activist. I'm connected to many different chapters among different topics. One of the most recent one that I'm focusing on throughout the years is Echo Park Neighborhood Council. So I'm helping out with the Committee of Homelessness and Outreach Committee as well as communication, and that's where my passion is. So if you think I can be of help, please reach out to me. Thank you.
Just to clarify for the rest of our local station board members, so I can see her while I'm talking. Thank you. Just to clarify it for the rest of the local station board members, it's not Singing Bird, it's not Sing Bird, it's Sing E Bird, like singing.
Yes.
Right, okay. So there's like an I on the end, so Sing E Bird. Okay.
Two
I's on the end, yes, thank you. Thank you very much for clarifying that, Mr. Aaron. Okay, we're moving on to the next item in the agenda, which is to approve the proposed agenda. So are there any objections to approving the proposed agenda? Hearing none, the proposed agenda is hereby official and approved. Thank you. I understand that, Mr. Secretary, there was an addition to the excused absences. Mr. Mansoor Sabah also requested an excused absence. Are there any objections to approving the excused absence requests? Hearing none, the excused absence requests are approved. Thank you.
We let Michael know, but Ishmael and okay. Paulina arrived.
I've got them. Okay, so Ishmael and Paulina have arrived.
Did Ali Laksa have an excused absence?
I don't believe so, not that I know of.
And Dorothy Reich did not have an excused absence?
That is correct. Okay. Are there any... next up on the agenda is minutes approval. Any objections to approving the minutes?
minutes that they're from July.
They are for the July minutes. Thank you very much, Ms. Marbach, because our August meeting did not meet quorum, so we do not have minutes from August. The minutes that we are proposing to be approved are from the July Local Station Board meeting. Are there any objections to approving the minutes? Hearing none, the July 2018 minutes are hereby approved. Thank you very much. Looks like because of the resignation of Marlena Bond, we have an opening on the National Committee for the Programming Committee. We have an opening on the Pacifica National Board for a member to be a part of the Programming Committee. Is there anyone that would like to volunteer for that committee on the Local Station Board? Okay, I see Steve Pride and Ken Aaron. Ken has withdrawn his name. Steve, welcome to the Programming Committee for the National Board. Thank you very much for volunteering. Okay.
He'll get an email. How would he know?
I'm going to ask one of our directors to coordinate that with Steve. Thank you. Ms. Aaron's offered to do that. Okay. We have a meeting scheduled at 1 o'clock here following our meeting. After the Local Station Board meeting, it is not part of the Local Station Board meeting. It is a meeting to have a public tally for the vote of the new Pacifica National Board Executive Director. In order for that public tally to occur, our meeting needs to end. Again, that meeting's tentatively scheduled for 1 o'clock, so I would like us to vote on setting a time certain of 1 o'clock, unless somebody would like to set an earlier time. Ms. Jan Goodman.
I think we should end no later than 5 minutes to 1.
So
I don't think it's tentative. Okay. I think it's a 12:55
time certain. Is there anyone opposed to that? Hearing no objections, our time certain is scheduled for 12:55 p.m. Thank you. At this point in our agenda, we are going to take time for public comments. If any members of the public would like to participate, grab the microphone and do so.
So I did want to, I'm here because it's budget day. Maybe, I don't even know if you're going to talk about it.
That microphone doesn't seem to be working.
All right, well.
It's about recording.
What do you think, Jonathan?
You sound great.
Okay. I don't know if it's on or recording. Anyways.
It's recording.
Can you start my time now, please? Thank you.
Sure.
One.
Take as much time as you need.
Grace and Jan, did you see the 990 before it went out? I'd like an answer. Has Alan Minsky resigned? I got a notice this morning. He is the new executive director of Progressive Democrats of America. So that's a little bit of a conflict of interest.
It's not a government body.
It's a 501c4.
This is time for the public. So
whatever. I'm just pointing it out. You all figured out that's a 501c4, and it's a little conflict of interest. Anyways, so you got a PD who's also an executive director. All righty then, let's move on. Quigler had, my understanding is, my recollection is, the FCC attorney, John Quigler, has issued an opinion that it is not okay to have telephone telephoning into local station board meetings. The point of it is a local station board. Ask Quigler, okay? And I'm unaware that the PNB passed something. I would like to see those minutes when it was passed. And did it say it may do it or it should do it? If it may do it, then each station board can decide for themselves whether they want to do it. The election is there a budget? Has anyone made a budget for the election? My understanding is they just paid out $60,000. That's a big chunk of change, and it's a lot for this stage of the election. If there's an if there's a budget, I'd like to see it. I think the public deserves to see it, or at least to acknowledge that there is one. A friend of mine went to the Hedges thing last night. It had a price on the website. She didn't want to pay the charge to the credit card charges. So I said, just get there early, no problem buying tickets there. So she gets there, and it's more expensive than it was advertised on the website. She had no idea that it was going to be more. That's really not nice to our listeners. Third-party fundraising, you can do it, but it's going to disqualify you from CPB, is my understanding. Check with your FCC attorney. I'd like a report on the $300,000 bequest from Don Bustani, where it is, where it's going, what it's going to go for. Let's see. And also, I would like, when you talk about the budget, if you ever intend to pay the $200,000 to the national office that KPFK still owes. I'll deal with the rest later. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Ms. Kaufman. Mr. Kovic, you're up next.
Sorry. Thank you. I'm glad I waited because I actually agree with almost everything Kim just put forward. So.
What the fuck, right?
I did want to add another item, though, which I think is that I think this is an inappropriate time for public comment.
Yes.
The previous practice of this board was to have four separate periods of public comment of about 7.5 minutes each, spaced out during the meeting, taken after presentations and before votes by the board. I think that's a much more appropriate method for public comment. I think you should return to that practice. That was the past practice for quite a number of years.
Yeah, I'm lucky I came in with a whole bunch of questions. Otherwise,
please. Thank you, Mr. Novak.
I wouldn't know what to say.
That was previous to the 3 years or so that I've been here.
Okay.
Any other public comments? Mr. Beek, no? Okay.
In that case, I guess we can move on with our agenda. Ms. Hoffman, would you like to go again?
No, I'm going to wait for the budget, so then I'll have plenty with that.
Yeah, if we need to add a little time for the next public comments, we can do that.
Well, I'll continue. What? I'm taking her place today, John. When you get to the budget, I'd like to know why I didn't get sent out until 4 o'clock this morning.
Okay.
Kind of disrespectful.
We're moving on to the...
thank you. Thank you, Ms. Kaufman. Mr. Lexa, Ali Lexa has arrived. Mr. Secretary, please note. Okay. Directors' reports. So, we have three directors here. Who would like to start? Ms. Goodman, Mr. Alexander, Ms. Aaron. Who would like to start with the directors' reports?
Okay.
Ms. Aaron, please,
okay.
Go ahead.
If I can have the microphone.
Okay.
Yes.
Thank you.
Just for everyone's curiosity, I fell Friday night, so this is what I look like. But it doesn't hurt. It just looks terrible. I'm not really seriously injured. So
that kind of shows through.
So our executive director hired a national election supervisor. We printed up the election timeline and handed it to everybody. So if you look at it, the date of record, which is October 1st, which means that if you want to be able to vote in the election or be a candidate, you have to be a member. You have to pay at least $25 by October 1st of this year. That's the date of record. It's here's what it looks like. Okay.
Where is it? On the web?
No, we handed it out.
Nobody has it.
Okay, well,
it
was the stack was handed out over there.
It's coming around.
They're coming
okay,
around.
Okay, if you want to take a look at it, you know, it's the many P&B directors urged our executive director, interim executive director, to hire an election supervisor, nagged him, beseeched him, implored him. Unfortunately, a national election supervisor was not hired until fairly recently. There is no way to completely adhere to the bylaws because the national election supervisor would have had to be hired in March, which was not done, and the election would have to have started in June, which did not happen. So we have a timeline which is the best under the circumstances. There has been some people who've left in the national finance of the national finance staff. A chief accountant left. The board hired an outside accounting firm to take over. Our CFO, Sam Agarwal, also resigned, and shortly thereafter, we hired an outside accounting firm to take over the CFO functions and other national office finance functions. They're just gearing up. There's been some problem recently with their access to Great Plains, which is our accounting software. However, that's being, I'll let Jonathan explain that later. That's being rectified. They are geared up to start inputting information that is not in the Great Plains accounting database yet. They've been working on the 2017 audit. The National Board hired a new audit firm for the 2017 audit. We also hired, through the audit committee, a firm to do the pension plan audit. And we have a new pension plan administrator. There are difficulties that are being sorted out with figuring out who is owed money in the pension plan, how much they're owed, what they were paid, what all of that accounting is deficient. So that has to be figured out, researched, done. That's ongoing. The pension plan audit, I believe, was rejected by the law firm that we hired to negotiate with the unions. So it's being redone, we have a good pension plan administrator, Primark, who was just hired. There is a committee of three people who are overseeing the pension plan. They were recently appointed. I'm on that committee. Carol Travis, who's a director from KPFA, is on that committee. And Tom Livingston is on that committee. And we also, the National Board, appointed two people to be trustees of the pension plan. They are an affiliate director who's on the National Board, and that's Alexander Randall, and the chair of the audit committee, who's wonderful. She's very diligent. Her name is Eileen Rosen. She's from WPFW. She's the second trustee. So there's a lot of work to be done to get all of the pension plan situation resolved. The lawyers have worked out a settlement with the KPFK union. The problem with the pension plan, I hope this is this understandable to everybody? Am I explaining it properly?
Just continue.
Okay. Is there any questions? Okay, so for the purposes of the pension plan, the union contracts of KPFK and KPFA have to have identical provisions for our pension plan. Currently, they do not. So, and there's been some legal problems with the pension plans. So That is being straightened out. It's straightened out regarding KPFK. Now the lawyers are making sure that an agreement is made that with KPFA, the KPFA union, so that we can all be on board with the same agreements regarding the pension plans across the foundation. Every budget, for as long as I can remember, has had, for every station, has had a line item for the elections. It is in the KPFK budget. It's been in the KPFK budget. So the elections have been budgeted, as far as I know, for every election. The budgets are extremely delinquent across the network because we don't have income statement. We don't have balance sheets. Basically, we have a great deficiency of financial reporting. We're doing our best with this new CPA firm to input the original data, the data for, you know, back years that's not in the soft, it has never been uploaded to the software. That is the first thing that has to be done. On the National Finance Committee, Anita from NITA, which is the CPA firm, gave a report. You can listen to it. It was an open National Finance Committee meeting. You can log on and listen to what she had to say. She said they have personnel in their firm who are ready and willing to input the old financial data into the Great Plains software. They're just having difficulty accessing it. I think that's about it for my report.
Thank you, Ms. Aaron. Mr. Alexander, you said you had nothing to report, so Ms. Goodman.
Can you just explain what Anita said, though, John?
Okay.
Okay, John.
Briefly, Anita was just seemed to be having a basic problem logging on, and they weren't really clear on how to contact me. If you couldn't get into your email or Ali couldn't get into his email, they would just call me or email me, and they weren't getting that, and so there was some miscommunication. And then when they finally got in, there was another problem. Now they're in the system now, but now there's some problem accessing certain data, which might be a result of all the extra layers of security you put in. And it probably would have gotten resolved on Thursday or Friday, but they're in North Carolina. And they're dealing with water and stuff, and they may not be back at work until Monday or Tuesday, and I'm sure it'll be resolved by then.
So Mr. Alexander, you're working with Anita from NITA.
There you are.
Excellent. To make that all happen. Ms. Goodman. You're up for director's report.
Hold on a second. I have to speak, so stay here.
Do you have anything to report?
Oh, I do. Hold on. Okay. I do have something to say. I just wanted to...
Yes.
No, I can't do that. So I just wanted to say, in addition to Grace's excellent report, which she covered vast majority of things that's been going on with the Pacifica National Board, there's a couple of other things. One is that the Strategic Planning Committee has been meeting, and the focus of the Strategic Planning Committee has been essentially how to increase our income, the Pacifica's income. So, and that, of course, has been a pretty wide-ranging discussion. But just to include everyone here in some of the discussions. They include the possibility of doing national programming, of, you know, high quality, high production values of national programming. Also, the possibility of having a national program director. We also have discussed the possibilities of really creating an excellent sustainer program that is really professional, and that, when I say professional, that is to say planned out with appropriate items that would, which would might include cards, it might include texts, might include a lot of things to get people to be sustainers, to so that we don't have to rely as much on air drives as much. And the Strategic Planning Committee has discussed other things, but I just wanted to update people on that. And among the ideas for the Sustainer Program are ideas such as allowing sustainers who pay in on a monthly basis to be able to pick premiums so that they don't feel like, oh, I have to wait for the fund drive so I can get the premium that I want and not be monthly sustainers. And also to have special events for sustainers and those kinds of things. Just to answer Ms. Kaufman's question about did people on the national board know about the election timeline, the election timeline was issued, and then it was changed again. So I'm sure that the National Board was aware of the timeline maybe a day or so before we tried to get that information out. Because the National Program Director is just coming on board, obviously he didn't have the ability to issue those things at the same time.
That wasn't my question.
Okay, I don't even know what the question was, so never mind.
So
never mind. But the just so that people know that the present record date, and this to me is the most important thing, the present record date, and everyone should try to, the present record date is October 1st, and that's the day by which people have to be members in order to either run to be a member of the local station board or to vote in the local station board election. So I encourage everyone to try to get your friends, to get the public to become members, at least at the $25 rate. They can go online and donate $25 and become members. I would like to add to our future agenda the idea of us encouraging the station, and I don't have any idea about, you know, what the mechanism might be right now, is that people who attend our events, that if they pay more than $25, that they should become members of KPFK.
Golly, that's fucking illegal. My God.
Well,
okay,
this, okay. So this is
your suggestion's not it. No,
okay,
not
and the reason, just to clarify that a bit, is that, or at least give people the option to do that, and that is that we give premiums that cost us something. So that could be yes, a lot, and that could be, you know, the premium for, you know, joining is, you know, if you pay $50, you get to go see
Joe Blow.
Exactly. So you get to see Chris Hedges or whatever. Anyway, I just want to put that on our agenda to discuss, to look at the, you know, I don't think the bylaws say anything about it one way or the other, but it's a way to get people to become members and to participate and so forth.
I would suggest that that item of business be placed in either the fundraising or outreach committees. I believe the outreach committee is still meeting regularly, so perhaps they could take that up.
There is no fundraising
committee. Yeah, it was not active.
Okay, it should be taken up somewhere, and we can figure that out.
Taken up in committee before coming to this body. At this time, we're going to take questions and answers for the directors. I'll take a cue. Again, please keep in mind that our time is limited.
Which way do you want to go? This one?
Okay, so let's go starting Fernando, Lawrence, Roberta, Alina.
Okay, we'll go around this way.
Oh, gosh. Everyone wants to ask me. Fernando.
Okay, go ahead, Fernando. Keep your hands raised, please, if you'd like to comment.
Yeah, I have one Fernando.
Hey,
let's finish getting the names first.
We got Ken, Steve, and Rob on this side. Did you get everyone on that side?
No.
Well, Roberta had her hand up.
Could you raise your hands again? Okay.
Roberta
thank
and
you.
Paulina.
Okay.
Okay, Fernando, go ahead with your question.
And please make these questions related to the director's reports succinctly so that the directors can answer succinctly because, again, we're limited on time. Thank you. Please proceed, Fernando.
I want to make a point. The Spanish language programmers at KPFK have already engaged in that particular aspect of Jen Gilman's report. People who come to a community event pay $30 and they become subscribers. That's one way of getting off the air for length for long periods of time and boring the audience and keeping KPFK's air, and also to do some serious outreach. It's already happening, and management at KPFK seems to be very happy with it. The second thing is the deadline for October 1st for potential candidates and potential voters in the upcoming election to be October 1st is really not enough time for people who've been differentiated at KPFK by getting Latinos, Spanish language programmers off the air at KPFK and really limiting their possibilities to get members of the Latino community to subscribe when they're off the air is really a way to take power away from the Latino community.
That's
which is
right.
Which is very, very, very abusive of power of the people who are in charge.
That's right.
It's not acceptable for them to do that. So I want to register my objection to that ruling. If I understand correctly, that's what the ruling, what they're proposing, or they already approved, that is not acceptable.
That's right.
Thank you, Fernando. Next, Lawrence.
Yes, I like.
Let's try to limit these to questions to the directors. I appreciate your statement. It's very informative and enlightening. Fernando, Lawrence, please proceed.
Thank you. I'd like to say to the directors that one thing that I'm going to state is that to show me the policy on telephonic meetings and how it was modified and how was that incorporated into the bylaws. There's some other questions that you didn't answer from the listeners, such as the report on the Bostami request which Ms. Coffin asked. Also, the election timeline, disenfranchising to all the listeners, and is a travesty of justice. If you can modify the timeline for only 2 weeks now for listeners to become members on the record, then you could have extended it beyond 2 weeks. So I'd like to request that the directors call a special meeting to discuss with the National Election Supervisor a further extension and modification of that timeline. Also, you did not answer the question in regards to the 990 that Kim asked about the report and why haven't you showed us the money on the 990?
No, I asked if they had seen it before it got filed.
Okay, thank you.
Grace and Jan saw it before.
And you banked my time, sir. Okay. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you.
I got two more questions.
Please go ahead.
And I will also like to ask you, as a director, there were some questions that were submitted by the director from Houston to Tom Livingston and to the PNB that was not answered. So I want to know the justification and the rationale why those questions weren't answered. The last question is, has a local election supervisor been identified? Thank you.
Okay, and just a note, I will follow up with the directors on getting the PNB bylaws motion, or the PNB motion for telephonic participation.
Yeah, cut the echo.
Cut the gain on the mics.
Okay.
You are white.
Yeah. Please, if the directors could please provide me with that motion for telephonic participation so I can review it for the next meeting. I will do that for you, Lawrence. And Ms.
Aaron, you're going to respond to Mr. Lawrence Reyes's questions.
I have no idea why a director's questions were not answered by the interim executive director. There have been a number of questions asked of the interim executive director, and I'm sure that he has to figure out how he wants to save his time. Some of the questions that have been asked of him would take scores of hours to answer, and he has to decide whether doing the day-to-day business and the important business of Pacifica is more or less important than answering detailed questions that would take an extreme amount of time for an understaffed national office to answer. So that's the first thing. I have nothing to do with that. The next question is, I have not personally seen the 990. I would refer that question to two people. Mansoor Sabah is on the National Finance Committee, and so is Ken Aaron. I would request that they check into that. The National Election Supervisor is the sole decision maker regarding the election timeline. The date of record was decided on in compliance with the California Corporations Code that has to do with that, and also to best conform with the bylaws. The date of record has to be a certain number of days before the ballots are sent out. So I imagine that, but the PNB has no jurisdiction over the election timeline. That is the purview of the National Election Supervisor. He's the person who we've hired to do that. We can suggest things to him, but we have no power to demand that he amend the timeline or do anything like that. So I don't know if there are any other questions.
Hold on. Hey, I have the floor right now. Thank you. We're going way over time on this segment in our agenda. We need to move on. We need to move on to the next question. If it's important enough. Yeah, well.
You're taking the time away from
please.
Us.
Please.
Just ignore them, Jamie.
Really?
Does that including the person that just spoke?
Ignore you.
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
All right, let's.
We're moving on to Paulina. Thank you.
No, Roberta.
Oh, I'm sorry, Roberta. My bad. Roberta.
Just a quick one for Jonathan. It was very distressing to hear. It was very distressing. I listened to the various meetings. Why NITA hasn't been able to get into the system. And I'm also concerned because even as much as a year and a half to 2 years ago, there was repeated problems with New York and D.C. not doing anything with Great Plains. And I thought that had been addressed. It looks like it hasn't. But do the NITA people need a special administrator level of permission that they can't just get an ID? What? It was boggling to me that they couldn't get into a system which should be up and intact.
The problems they had getting into the system were their problems. No one else had problems getting into the system. This is the nature of technology. You have problems and solutions, mostly solutions.
So it's
not a special problem. It's not an unusual problem. They don't need or get anything special than the other business managers do. It's just a...
But they can't find a way to do it, even though others can.
There was just a problem. It happens. I could give everybody in here a new email address before I leave, and not everybody would be able to get into their email smoothly. Would you agree? It's just basic. There's nothing special about this. The real problem is that they spend more time talking to people on committees about their problems than the person that actually resolves the problems.
Right. So they didn't look
it's kind of like if you come to a board meeting and you start complaining about stuff that happened on the website and how it was different when you could have just told the webmaster, which is also is basically how things work. That's human nature.
Thank you, Jonathan.
You're
and by welcome. The way, I looked at the website this morning for Pacifica.org, and there is the 2017 990 up there now. I don't believe we've done a 28. There certainly wouldn't be a 2018. So it looks like we've got our 990s already officially released to the public.
You mean 990, not 990.
Thank you, Roberta.
So Grace just said that the National Election Supervisor is the only person that whose purview it is to modify the timeline for the elections. I'm reading decide and modify the timeline for the elections. I'm reading from the bylaws, Article 4, Section 5, I believe. In the year preceding delegate elections, the Pacifica National Board determines by a vote, by a two-thirds vote of the total number of directors conducted by email or paper ballot, that the schedule above cannot be executed due to exigent circumstances. They may, by November 30th, adopt a schedule subject to the constraints herein, and then constraints are listed. So we know that it is the Pacifica National Board that is in charge of the time frame for the elections and must make any changes by a vote. I would like to know whether such vote actually took place. Also, another question I have is why and when was the special committee for the pension plan audit formed, and does it answer to the audit committee? Does it answer to the Pacifica National Board? Are we going to get a report? Because apparently it seems like the pension plan audit is what is really at stake here for our finances, and it doesn't seem that there's any transparency as to how that is taking place.
Jan, did you want to respond to any of that?
We're also not airing election info. Our listeners are not finding out about the elections taking place. I wonder why that is. And whether that that can be repaired. So also there's been a question of the chain of custody for audio recordings for national meetings, such as the audit committee meetings. A director from Houston has brought that to the public attention. So all of those questions. Thank you.
So I'd like to address some of these questions. The November 30th deadline is the November 30th of the year before, so the National Board, like last year, could have changed it because maybe there was midterm elections we're going to get in the middle or something like that. So the year before we even hire a National Election Supervisor, the Board has some purview, but once the Election Supervisor is hired, then that person has the purview over the election because they want individual directors, because individual directors would have a conflict of interest. So that's why they don't do it. I think it's very, I'm very concerned about the issue that Fernando raised, and I perhaps the general manager should be approached to try to give those people or give, you know, Latino programming some extra time now, some time now, so that those issues can be raised, so that their listeners can be alerted. And I think it's now that we have this timeline, which was just issued last week, it was Tuesday that it was issued, that we should all encourage the general manager and the program director to put together cards right away, encouraging people to become members and to vote. So I think that is something, and maybe if people have the skills to put those together, they should be put together and start airing, like, immediately, like tonight. Somebody can do it. But I think that it is important, and it's always, and maybe this is the year that our station can start supporting the elections, because it's always been like nobody wants to give up time for the elections off right. of their individual program. So it's really important that we make this a priority. And I would like to propose a resolution maybe to that effect, that the elections and the election timeline and everything related to the election be given a priority on the air this year.
There's a fund drive coming up in 1 week or something.
And this is a perfect time, if it's 1 week,
well, yeah, that's it's week.
To say...
Well,
we
suggested the programmers on the board talk to the general manager
well, yeah,
about
weeks,
that
yeah,
programming so far as making the public air announcements.
Okay. Next person on the stack is...
Ken Aaron.
Oh, okay. Just two questions of... one question of the director. Jan mentioned, I heard you say that the national program director. I don't believe there is one.
Did I say national program? I didn't. You mean in this last little second? I meant. No. We're talking. Excuse me.
Okay. No crosstalk, please.
Did I mishear it? You didn't say it.
Hold on. Let Jan respond.
Okay. There, the strategic planning committee is discussing whether we should have a national program director.
Okay.
As of now, of course, there's no budget for it, so it would be probably somebody would be volunteering or there would
okay,
be...
Okay, okay. I just wanted to know if there was somebody appointed or not.
No.
Just one other comment. I don't know the policy or the bylaws on this, but the board has always been discouraged from directly responding to any public comment at all. So to take on the concept that public can ask questions and then PNB members or board members are going to respond to each question is not a standard practice here. I don't think it's prohibited, or maybe it is, because if somebody says, well, I think you're this kind of a politician, and then somebody's a member wants to take it and respond to it, the meeting goes off board. I just want to say the board is not required to respond to public comment.
Thank you, Ken.
Mr. Kaiser, excuse me. No crosstalk. Bella. Bella. I love you, Bella. Bella, please do not interrupt our meeting. I really do love you, Bella. Okay, Steve Kaiser, you're up.
Yeah, it's really desirable to have sustainers, but in fact, what really keeps the stations going are the premiums. And I handed out something. This is on our calendar, KPFK. It's a woman speaking tonight about very relevant topics. On the back is some information about a Tuesday meeting.
This is question.
And we've got, I know, it's my time, Ken. So I'm just, again, reiterating like I've been doing for 3 years about enhancing our premiums so we can enhance our cash flow, because that's the only thing that's really bringing in cash right now. And I encourage you all to go and see these presentations so you can see there's a lot of rich information we should be disseminating to our community. It's an opportunity to make money that will sustain us. Thank you.
Thank you, Steve. I don't think that was a question. Go ahead, Rob. You're next.
When is that? Okay. I wanted to answer one.
You want to respond to Steve?
I don't. I want to respond to an earlier question that I...
Okay, please. Go ahead, Ms. Goodman.
Okay, and that is the issue of Don Bassani's bequest. There has been a bequest from Don Bassani, who's a longtime programmer here, and the idea... was the general manager and the executive director are determining what to do with it, but there definitely was a bequest, and what exactly is going to be done with it is being discussed right now.
Okay, so that's still being coordinated. Mr. Macon.
Now, I might get beat up on the parking lot when I say this, and you don't have to necessarily have to answer the questions because it might require you to take up a lot of time. But I noticed Pacifica is playing a lot of catch up with its audits, pension plans and unions and things like that. And you have committees, directors and volunteers. And how did it get it like that? Do the people just negligent to just sit here and just let these things pass and just build up? And then now we're at a point where we're trying to catch up on this thing. So I think we maybe should look at, where we are and how to avoid these things in the future.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Macon. Mr. Ali Lexa.
Yeah, sorry, this isn't a question, but I heard a couple of people asking about the carts for the elections, and I just thought I'd add this information that last week two carts were produced. One is a short cart to letting people know the election schedule, and the other is an election primer that kind of explains the election process and what people need to do to be eligible to vote or run. And
My understanding is they're scheduled to start running on Monday.
Excellent. English
and
only?
Mr. Lexa. Mr. Alexander.
I was just going to say perhaps the reason why